Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this morning. Thanks for tuning in. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... That was good vibes. 585-252-9800 are our friends here this morning, Breeze, on this beautiful Monday. I hope so.
Oh, hell yeah. They're just cruising. Just cruising. Everyone's high off that Father's Day love. A lot of steaks.
A lot of red meat.
Yes. Who's here? Kelsey's here, says good morning and happy late Father's Day. To all the dads out there, this weekend was great. The weather wasn't bad, and it has me in my good vibes.
That's totally fair. Yesterday did pan out to be a really nice day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When we were told it wasn't going to be.
Yeah, it wasn't hot enough to go swimming, but it was a nice day for sure. I'm just waiting for that hot weather. You know what I mean? Where you can submerge yourself in a pool of water.
And not feel freezing when
you
do it.
Like you have hypothermia. Yes, for sure. Who else is here? We have our girl, Olivia. Olivia says, good morning and happy Monday in my good vibes day because it is a short work week, which is always great.
It is a short work week.
Yes, it is.
Love that.
And then last but not least, Sarah's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm excited because tomorrow I'm going to see Back to the Future at RBTL.
Nice.
Same queen. I should be there.
Yeah.
God willing.
Love Back to the Future.
I've actually never seen it.
Come on, Breeze.
Never.
Didn't we act that out for Mooster Piece Theater? At least one of them.
I don't remember. I mean, I've done hundreds, so I'm not sure, but...
You should watch the movie before you go
see
it.
I know, I should.
At least the first one, because there's three.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least
the first one. Maybe I have seen, I don't remember.
Absolute classic.
I'm going to have to rewatch it if I did, because I don't remember. How about you, vibes?
Vibes are good. I had a pretty fun, low-key weekend. I didn't really go out, do a whole lot. I mean, I hung out on Saturday with a buddy, had lunch and stuff like that, but... I didn't really go out Friday or Saturday night. Yeah, I just kind of tucked myself in, locked myself in my place, and just did a lot of writing.
Nice. Yeah.
I just had to.
Sometimes you just need those weekends to reset.
Yeah, and just kind of get some side work done and grind away.
Yeah.
Because if you don't force yourself to do it, it's just not going to get done.
Right.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the start of the week. Feel pretty good. I feel way better this Monday than I did last Monday. Last Monday was brutal.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was really tough.
That was a tough one.
So, how are you, Breeze?
Good. Vibes were good. Weekend was good. And yeah, had the baby shower, my best friend's birthday yesterday, Father's Day. So we just had a lot of celebrating to do over the weekend.
Yeah, it was nice hanging with the fam yesterday. Mm-hmm. Playing uncle.
Just guys, crushing it.
Coming up, I got to tell you guys what to look out for starting at 7 o'clock tonight as far as lane closures, because those are going to start to occur starting tonight. Transportation can get a little, cause a little bit of a headache, because this is going to go all the way up until September. I'll tell you what they're doing, where it's located, and what to look out for coming up next. Thank you guys so much for the good vibes. It's Monday. It's PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Staple. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show, you guys. Good morning. Starting Monday, around 7 o'clock tonight, 490 over the Genesee River in Rochester will have reduced lanes. This is going to take place until mid-September. Lane closures will occur from 7 to 6 a.m. Starting today. So the State Department of Transportation can paint the Frederick Douglass Susan B. Anthony Bridge, which, by the way, I thought that this already took place months ago. They never painted it. They were just switching out the light bulbs.
What?
Yeah, they had these LED lights that were on back hold. They had to switch out.
That's so tough.
But I guess this special paint they use on the bridge, I think they only have to do it once every 15 years or something like that. So the work is going to start with a double right lane closure east, with posted detours for the South Plymouth Avenue on-ramp and the exit 15 South Avenue off-ramp. There's going to be various signs posted to alert people of changing traffic patterns and additional detours.
So we can't use the bridge at all?
Well, they're saying that they're urging motorists to expect travel delays. You could use it, but during this time, they're asking you to use other routes, if possible, because there will be delays.
I use it every day.
Yeah, but it's only between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Oh, perfect. So they're doing it like overnight?
Yeah, that's going to make a lot more sense for people.
That would be great.
Just in case, you're coming home later, just keep an eye out for that they are painting the Frederick Douglass Susan B. Anthony Bridge.
It needs a facelift.
I can't believe they're going to have to do this all the way up until September. It's a big job, though.
I know.
Maybe they're hiring part-time.
No moonlighting,
Yeah, we can't moonlight.
It actually would be moonlighting. It would be in the moonlight.
Did I ever tell you I used to work for a company out of high school called College Pro, where we would go and paint all the houses on East Ave? And they'd hire us because we were college kids and we were cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
We did. It was awful. We did horrendous. I painted some guy's curtains. I was like, because, he left the windowsills open. We're supposed to paint the windowsills. Mm. He had these beautiful white drapes. It was a house right on East Ave near Culver, and we're painting the interior windowsill red, and I just got it all over the white drapes. It was a disaster. One home.
You're like, looks great.
One home. Beautiful home on East Ave. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Had these beautiful big shrubs in the front of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, you can't see the house behind the shrubs. Did paint it. Oh, God. This is why you don't hire 18-year-olds.
An absolute nightmare.
It's stupid 18-year-old punks. This is lazy. That was me. Coming up on the show, yesterday I discovered a life hack that actually works. And I'm going to share what it is coming up. It may change your life. Maybe it won't. But what's one life hack that saves you time, money, or sanity every single day? If you have one, share it. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. 98
PXY is...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, here is your life hack of the day. If you put an item in your online shopping cart, depending on the item, and you leave it in there, within a day or two, they will send you a discount code to get you to go and buy it.
Don't forget what you left behind. Missing something?
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm broke. I can't afford it.
So you got to ignore that when they tell you that.
Right.
You got to don't click on it. Don't open it. You got to wait for that. You got to wait for that discount code to come in. And I did this a couple times.
Yeah, that is a life hack. That's a good one for sure.
One of the things I discovered when I had this in my car for a while was garbage disposal tablets to clean your garbage disposal out. You just throw in a tablet, it cleans it, makes it smell good, what have you.
One place that will not do this, Amazon. They're not giving you a discount code. If anything, they might give you a like copy-paste coupon, but
yeah, depending on
not.
Depending on where you shop, there's a lot of stuff that's still in my Amazon cart from Christmas
and they're not
Friday.
They're not texting you or calling you and saying, "Hey, Moosey."
Well, they'll definitely send me reminders that stuff's in the cart for sure.
Right.
585-252-9800. I think sometimes we put so much effort into the smallest task because we don't know any other way. And my life became so much easier when I found out the real way to open a produce bag at the grocery store. We can all agree those plastic bags are difficult to open.
They're tough.
When at the grocery store and you're trying to put fruit and veggies into them, stop licking your dirty fingers. Instead, you got to blow on the tips of your fingers. It works 100% of the time.
Blow on the tips of your fingers?
Yep, works 100% of the time. You don't have to lick your fingers.
Are you blowing or are you
coughing? You want to exhale. Yeah, you want to exhale. I saw a woman at Wegmans on Saturday morning having a field day, licking all of her fingertips just to try and open one of these plastic bags. Okay, what do you think she was doing afterwards? She was touching all the fruits and veggies.
If you lick your finger for any reason, you deserve jail time. There, I said it.
This is how.
I don't care if you're opening a bag. I don't care if you're turning a page. I don't care if you're getting the leftovers off of your meal that you just ate. It's disgusting, and it deserves imprisonment.
This is how COVID probably started.
No, fully. 150.
I'm the guy who licks the fingertip to turn the page.
My dad used to do it all the time. Like, not the page being soaking wet. I don't want to gross out. What is happening here? I handed my homework.
The page is stretched.
I handed my homework. It's saturated. They're like, okay, thank you so much. We actually, you know, we'll just give you 100. That's fine.
Oh, we're so.
That is so nasty.
We're so good. Thank you so much.
I'm like, keep spitting on the page. Mine.
What? Life hack, Breeze.
I feel like. Life hack. Have somebody lick their fingers and rub it all over your homework so your teacher doesn't have to grade it and they'll just give you 100. Mine was I feel like these were more popular on TikTok during like COVID and stuff and when we were all just like really bored and doom scrolling to just feel something. I saw this one time and I never ever went back. When you fill the ice tray in your freezer, you know, it's hard to do when it's just like tipped upright because it's splashing everywhere and it can never get in quite right. If you just turn it vertically, like kind of upright, it's not going to spill out or anything. It actually just fills the hole and drains. It's a drainage system.
Well, you're trying to fill an ice tray while it's still in the freezer?
No. The ice trays that you keep in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then it's empty. And how you fill it with water, a lot of people just hold it at a horizontal state, but it's like splashing up and it's not getting in the holes.
Oh, I don't know anything. It's, yeah.
And if you just tip it upright, it's all just draining into the holes.
I see. Yeah, I see. I just take all my trays out. I refill them with fresh water. I put them back in.
But how? It's the method of how you're filling it with fresh water.
I take the Brita and I fill every single little.
Yeah, so we could have gotten 15 minutes of your life back.
Oh, you know what? This is actually a good one. Who's this? Donna? Freeze grapes and use them instead of ice cubes in wine. Keeps it cold without watering it down. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Put grapes in your wine. Chuck says, good morning, guys. Best thing to do is always check for discounts and coupons. Just paid $10,000 to have some remodeling work done, and I'm getting $2,000 back because the company is affiliated with Costco, and I just paid $65 for a Costco membership. Great return, Chuck. Big Chuck.
Big Chuck.
Yeah. Who else has got a really good life hack? There's so many of them, too.
There is so many of them.
A lot of them are very simple. Exhaling on the fingertips to open the plastic bag at the grocery store. Saves you time, and it saves you not sucking on your fingertips. Christina says, good morning, guys. Not sure it's a hack, but something I wish I knew. Antibiotics cancel your birth control meds. Yes, of course. 19 years after a one-night stand, he's the joy of my life, but it has not been easy.
Oh, wow.
See, this is how a family member of mine got pregnant.
Stop.
She was on birth control. She took antibiotic meds, canceled out the birth control. They couldn't figure out how she got pregnant. It was because of that. Thank you, Christina.
I used to do this a lot. I don't really do it as much anymore, but I used to take my flat iron and iron for my hair and iron my clothes with it.
With the flat iron?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
Same thing.
Sodium hydroxide obliterates the indestructible greasy blackness that forms when you burn a pot or even an oven tray. You just put a little in with water and you wait. For a speedy process, heat it slightly, but don't forget about it, and the sticky charred mass will turn into goo and detach from the surface. That's a good one, Nina. Thank you so much. Sodium hydroxide.
A life hack that I don't want anyone to repeat because we found out the hard way was the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser doesn't get hair dye off your forehead.
No. So just... No, it does not. No, it does not, but they
actually
do come in handy.
Actually, it might, but you will have your scalp burning.
Yeah.
So, just so you know.
Matt in the restaurant business says, what's up, guys? Being in the restaurant business for over 20 years now, if you go into a restaurant and their bathrooms are dirty, you need to get out of there. It means most likely, of course, not always, that their kitchens are just as dirty, if not worse. Oh, the amount of dirty bathrooms I've been into. And then I'll leave it with our friend Kimmy here that says, you got to put a sock on your baseball bat. So if an intruder tries to take it from you, he just gets the sock. That's interesting. I didn't know that's why people put socks at the end of their baseball bat, that you see them in the house sometimes.
Never seen that before in my life. I thought it was just a kink thing. But get after
you it. Thought it was a kink thing?
I don't know. Keep something handy.
What do you and your girlfriend watch on the weekends?
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.